Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to each and every one of you who joined the line this morning. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 145, verses 17, verses 17 through 19, and it reads, "The Lord is righteous in all of his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto them that call upon him. To all that call upon him in truth, he will fulfill the desires of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them." And the word of the Lord is blessed. Oh God, we come before you as humble as we know how, God, thanking you for this day that you have made for us to rejoice and be glad in. Oh God, we thank you for allowing us to sleep in peace, Lord God. We thank you for allowing us to meet you on the line this morning, Lord. For you are good, and your mercy endures forever. We thank you for your love, your undying love that you have extended to us, Father. We thank you, God. We thank you for giving your only begotten Son, Lord, to die for all of our sins, God. We thank you. We thank you right now. We realize that it could have been another way. But, oh God, you saw fit to keep us. You saw fit to show us mercy yet again, Lord God. You saw fit to bless us and to show us your favor. And for that, we thank you. Oh God, we exalt you. We lift your name high, Lord God. We bless your name forever and ever, Lord. Oh God, every day, Lord, we will bless thee and we will praise your name for forever. We thank you for being great and mighty, Lord. We thank you for being great, Lord, and even unsearchable, God. We thank you for being who you are in our lives, Lord. From one generation to the next, you have never changed, Lord. You've remained the same, Father. You've kept your promises, and we thank you for that. We bless you for that. We adore you for that. Oh, God, we speak glorious of you. We honor you, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you and we bless you. Oh, God, we thank you for every promise that you have kept. We thank you for drawing close unto us every time we call your name, Jesus. We thank you for your very name, Jesus, the name that can change any situation, the name that can provoke miracles to happen. The name, Lord God, that is stronger than any name, Jesus, the name that is powerful than any other name. We thank you for when we call upon your name, that you come to hear what we have to say, Lord God. So today we call on your name, Jesus. We call on your name, God, Lord Jesus, knowing that you would show up in the midst of fulfilling every desire, Lord, to those who fear you, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for being our, we thank you for sending our Savior, Lord God. We thank you for preserving us, Lord. We thank you for loving us. It says that you would preserve them that love you, but to all the wicked, they would be destroyed. For that, Lord God, our mouths speak praise on this day. We bless your holy and righteous name forever and forever. Our eyes look toward you, for you are our help, for you are the one who can pluck our feet from the net, Lord God. We come to you this morning, singing with praise, Lord God, making a joyful noise, for you are the rock of our salvation. You are the rock of our salvation. You are the rock of our salvation. You are the very thing that remains steady, Lord God, within each and every one of our lives, Lord. We thank you. This is why we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, Lord, which is our reasonable service, which is the very least that we can do. We thank you. We thank you and we thank you. We fear you, Lord, for you are the beginning, and there is much wisdom and knowledge within you, Lord. We ask that you would allow us to understand the things that need to be understood in this day, in the days to come, Lord God. Let everything that we do be for your glory. Let it not be done through strife, through vainglory, God, in the name of Jesus. But allow our mindsets, Lord God, and our esteem to be in you, Lord, to be in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for your will shall be done, Lord God. One day every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that you are the King of Kings and that you are the Lord of Lords. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your greatness. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your glory, Lord God, and the victory that you have won. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We honor you. For you know the thoughts that you think towards us, Lord God. And we thank you today that those thoughts are of peace and not of evil. We thank you, Lord God, because those thoughts that you think towards us, it is nothing but a plan, Lord God, for an expected end. We thank you. We bless you. We love you and we adore you. Oh, God, we thank you. We will praise you, Lord, with our whole entire hearts, Lord God. We will praise you, Lord God. We will keep praise on our lips for the rest of our days. For we know that our praise has the power and the potential to change any and every situation. We know, God, that our praise is a form of weapon, Lord God. We thank you for our praise, the praise that you have given us that no man can take, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We commit ourselves to you and only you, Lord God. Let us not speak idle words, Lord God. Let us not speak of foolish things, Lord, that are contrary to what you say, Lord God, that are contrary to your word. Let our true desires be seen, Lord God, through your eyes, Lord. Let our true desires be genuine towards others, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. We would like for you guys to join us on the line tomorrow morning and every morning at 6 a.m. for our daily prayer. Be sure to visit our website at www.healingh2o.org. Everyone have a blessed day in Jesus' name.